This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Gross domestic plunge.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Japan's overall economy tanked in the last quarter of 2008. Its October to December GDP fell at an annual pace of 12.7%. The world's second biggest economy hasn't seen this kind of drop in 35 years. Exports are down, countries aren't buying electronic gadgets and cars as they once had, and the Japanese decline far outpaces the U.S. and the Eurozone numbers of the last quarter. There's also a grim warning today by a British group about the U.K.'s economic prospects. Our man in London, Stephen Beard, has more.
The Confederation of British Industry usually talks up the UK, but not today it doesn't. The lobby group makes some dire predictions. It says the economy will be mired in deep recession for the whole of this year. Next year, unemployment could hit 10%. The group is also worried about the level of debt the government will have to take on to rekindle growth. Economist Martin Wheel.
The British government will be borrowing a lot more money. The budgetary position looks to me a lot worse than the Treasury described in their forecast in November.
The business group reckons the government will need an extra $150 billion. That'll make the budget deficit almost 12% of GDP. A leading British think tank says it'll take 20 years to pay off the debt run up by the government during this crisis. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
With all the glum news, not a whole lot of buying going on overseas. Japan and Hong Kong indices fell less than 0.5%. Europe's down under 1% as well. Markets here in the United States are closed for President's Day. Well, the 2009 Outsourcing World Summit kicks off today near San Diego. It is a chance for hard-pressed American businesses to explore the idea of finding cheaper labor overseas. But it's also a time to re-examine whether outsourcing is really worth it. Here's Marketplace's senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
If your job hasn't been downsized, it turns out you can worry less these days that it might be outsourced. Globalization has gone haywire lately, with foreign exchange rates and labor costs turning upside down. And Forrester Research's Christine Ferruzzi Ross says corporate bosses are asking a question that could be key to your future.
What's the break point at which it financially makes sense to go offshore? 6 months ago, it was, say, 15% cheaper and worth going. Maybe now they're saying it's not so much.
You heard that right. The economic downturn is making American workers more cost competitive with those cheap labor overseas call centers and back office alternatives. Suddenly, it seems we're becoming just as cheap to hire when you figure in the overhead for phone lines and other outsourcing expenses.
As our unemployment rate in the U.S. goes up, there's more opportunity to get resources at a cost that maybe you wouldn't have been able to get them before.
Ross doesn't expect to see the offshore labor market contract. U.S. labor costs will eventually rise again, and so, she says, will outsourcing demand. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Hey, an economic war isn't deterring the colonel. KFC is throwing caution to the wind and adding thousands of jobs in the United Kingdom. The Daily Telegraph reports that the chicken chain plans to add as many as 44 outlets this year. It already has more than 700 in the country. Now, KFC, like many fast food restaurants, has been helped by in this fallout as consumers reach for cheaper eats in this economic fallout.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions. Software based on how people really work. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Thriven Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thriven.com/new offers.
Soccer superstar David Beckham has made it pretty clear he doesn't want to come back to Los Angeles, and it's not about the traffic or smog. The midfielder's been on 2-month loan from Major League Soccer's LA Galaxy to Italy's AC Milan football club. The Galaxy gave Milan a Friday deadline to put up or shut up, and they apparently didn't cough up enough money to keep Bex. Let's bring in our Business of Sports commentator Diana Nyad. Diana, he signed this big deal with the Galaxy, and there was this hoopla about all this money. He was being equated to A-Rod and LeBron James, but in this case, it's not all that it seems, now is it?
It sounded to us, okay, when we read the paper and we see a headline, David Beckham signs $250 million deal to play in Major League Soccer, we think soccer is arriving. They are starting to dish out contracts like the Alex Rodriguez contract of baseball. Well, guess what? That $250 million, which over 5 years would be $50 million a year,
right.
His salary for actually playing the game was around $9 million, which is in keeping with the great football players of the world. And football, I mean soccer. But the other $41 million that we're supposed to believe he's getting paid to play the game, that was all in potential earnings as an endorsement guy. As a matter of fact, it included what his wife, Posh Spice, Victoria Beckham, was maybe going to make here in the States, too. So that was really the Beckham potential American earning power.
So this was sort of the marketing of David Beckham, or perhaps the remarketing of him.
Yeah, exactly right. And it worked. I mean, that first month or two that he was here, I can't think of, there certainly wasn't another sports star. I can't think of another movie star that was splashed across the pages. He was at the front, you know, row at Lakers games. You know, we had helicopters flying over his pool in Beverly Hills. You know, the guy was superstar. And if he stayed in the States, he would, I don't say he'd make American soccer, but he would have elevated the interest for sure.
So I guess the logical question would be, did he help the LA Galaxy at all? Did he help Major League Soccer?
Temporarily. He did when he was here. But one statement he made 2 weeks ago to an Italian newspaper, I think was absolutely devastating. I guarantee you, Bex says American soccer is a good 10 years away from being able to even play on that stage with the Europeans and South Americans, 10 years away. And so, you know, now he will have done more detriment than had he not come in the first place. You know, so most people here are going to say good riddance and sorry he ever came.
Diana Nyad talking with us about the business of sports. Diana, thanks.
It's been a pleasure, Steve.
Hope you can join us at our website and share your thoughts there, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.